Martin Luther King Day. Welcome to it. If you're not at school, I guess welcome.
Stay in school, fool.
Thank you, Mr. B.
You're welcome.
Wendy, my snow shoveling was ridiculed by my family members over the weekend.
All right, may I just say something? They shouldn't be ridiculing you because, as far as we know, you're the man of the house and you're supposed to shovel. So why would they make fun of you, the one who shovels?
I cannot figure it out. I would think if somebody was kind enough and I did two full shovel terms, one Saturday, one Sunday. I've explained this before. It could be because it's been explained to me by my family, by my wife and both daughters, that because I'm the man of the house, it is my job to get out there and shovel. Now, I've also been told I'm the adult. Which
okay, that is a lie, whoever told you that.
We could bring that to court.
Who's told you that?
My daughters have said, the adult always shovels. And then I say, but when I was a kid, my parents said, it's the kid who goes out and shovel. My dad even said that's the reason they had me. And that's possible. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But as a kid, I bought that. I go, okay, they're the parents. They've got other jobs to do, like keep the house nice and earn money and stuff like that. So I could see where the kid would. So then I go, I got to remember this when I have kids, and then I'll tell my kids that. And I told them that, and they go, no, that's not how it works. It's the adult that shovels. So either way, I shoveled as a kid. I shoveled as an adult.
So why did they make fun of you?
They made fun of me because the way I shovel is, I like to make one or two or maybe three big piles of snow. So when I'm shoveling, I move all the snow to one area, and then I have a giant, what looks like an igloo by the side of the house. I don't know why.
Doesn't that take more time?
Yeah, it does. It looks really cool. But then some neighbor kid always comes and ruins it. Some neighbor kid always comes and like messes it up.
All
so
right,
why? So I would stop. I should stop doing it. But when I'm doing it, it looks cool. The rest of the lawn is nice. It's smooth. And then you look over there and you go, look at that giant mountain of snow. That's so cool. And if I wanted to carve something out of that, I could. I could make like Mount Snowmore or something like that. But I don't. But they go, you're wasting your time that way. And it takes an extra 10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, but it's like you get a momentum going. I went out and shoveled first, and that really bothers Jim.
I think he tells you it bothers
no,
him.
No, it does.
I would love my wife even more if she did it.
No,
if that's possible.
But I did a little passive-aggressive thing that I probably should admit to. Huh. Maybe I'll tell him later. It was snowing, and we heard all the weather reports. We didn't get snow till probably 9 o'clock on Friday. And remember, they said it was going to start like at 3?
Yeah.
You know, so some of the kids in my house were going, they're wrong again. I said, oh, no, it's coming. It's just been delayed.
Yeah.
So then Saturday morning, I wanted to get everything shoveled because it was going to get bitterly cold. And if you don't clean off your cars, you need a chisel to get your car out.
True.
So I wanted to get caught up with it. The dog has now been sleeping till 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is, I get up. Without an alarm, I'll wake up usually at 7:30 anyway.
And then the dog gets up just to watch Kelly and Ryan.
Yes.
It's weird.
Are they on the weekends?
I think so. Oh, no, maybe they're not.
Because on the weekends, I'm like, you know what? I get up at 6:30 all during the week. I want to sleep in a little bit. But I was a little anal, and I wanted to get out there and get the shoveling started because it was still snowing Saturday morning.
Yes, it was.
So I just I had to shovel the back steps so the dog could get down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm just going to do the front steps and the walkway from the steps to the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm not doing the driveway or anything. So I did that, and I kept going, Jim, I made some coffee. Don't you think you should get out there? And he's like, yeah, Wendy, I will. Please, don't shovel. I've
don't
got
rush
it.
Me.
Yeah, but he'll do it.
Yeah.
And he almost likes to do it, but
yeah.
I like to get right out there and like get it done. And he's like, is it still snowing? I said, yeah. And he said, then don't worry. I said, it's really light, It's just flying off the shovel. And he goes, how do you know? I said, well, I did the porch and the walkway. He said, why?
Yeah.
Can't you wait? You are so impatient. And I said, yeah, but I saw Jack and Martin out there shoveling too. Two guy neighbors that bugged him.
Right.
That got him up, and then he went out and shoveled.
Well, the perception
they saw me doing
if neighbors see a woman shoveling, they will question.
What's with the guy?
The guy, too busy, can't shovel his own driveway, can't shovel his own walkway. But I don't think that exists.
No.
If I see a woman shoveling, I go, good for you.
It's not a guy-girl thing.
I don't think it is. It shouldn't be.
No.
And it shouldn't be an adult kid thing. If all things were equal in the universe, spoiler alert, they're never all equal in the universe, but a family of four able-bodied people, everybody takes a shift.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go today, you go tomorrow, you go the next day. That's better. Why isn't it like that?
The boys, my boys, went out earlier, I guess late last year, the last snow we had, and they went out together to shovel, and 16 and 19. And
that's their numbers or their ages?
Their ages. Oh. So they spent a lot of time taking full shovels of snow and throwing it on one another.
That's how it's done when you're a kid.
I just don't have time for kids.
Help the other kid with the snow. That makes sense.
It was just driving me nuts, but they ended up getting it done.
I asked Reese on Saturday if she would come out and help me, and with her eyes, she burned a laser hole through me. She just stared at me, and then red lasers shot out of her eye and onto my cheek, as if to say, there's no chance in the world that I would help you
shovel.
So
what did you do when she said...
I just said, it'll go faster. And she goes, no, it'll go faster for me if I don't shovel. And she's right. It did. It went faster for her. But I was out there for like an hour and 25 minutes. And you know what I did? I didn't just do the front. I just didn't do the driveway and the walkway and the sidewalk. I went back to where my daughters and my wife parked their cars, like coming off the alley by our garage. I shoveled all that out, and that nobody ever shovels that out. That was just insane.
Good.
But I did all that.
Can I tell you a feel-good, pay-it-forward story from the snowstorm?
Yes.
Our next-door neighbor, Steve, has a snowblower.
Yes.
And before I could get Jim out there, which, I don't know, now I'm thinking Jim's a genius.
That's why you wait, because a neighbor with a snowblower will come to your rescue. The longer you wait, the better.
Turns out that's the case, and so our neighbor Steve did the apron of our driveway, you know, the bottom part that leads into the street.
Yes.
He did that with the snowblower, a little bit up our driveway because our cars were there, and the sidewalk in front, like the main sidewalk. And so I said, Jim, come on out. You have less to do now, and now I'm thinking he did that intentionally, but whatever.
Yeah, without a doubt. He's very smart.
So then as he's finishing up, I'm noticing he's doing a really good job, and I see him on the neighbor on the other side's driveway on the apron, on Eric and Beth's apron. I said, what are you doing? He goes, he just looked at me, took his earbuds out, and he goes, I'm paying it forward.
Oh. Good for
and
him.
I said, my God, that is pretty nice
very
of you.
Nice of him.
But now Steve's not going to do our driveway again because he was doing it to save you the effort.
Yeah, yeah.
So
definitely.
Now he's thinking, if you're just going to do Eric and Beth's, why would he do yours?
Right. He's right.
I know, but I was really proud of him for the pay it forward
thing.
That's very
nice. That
was pretty nice.
Very nice of him.
Imagine if everybody did.
Somebody else's? Somebody would ruin it. Somebody would find a way to screw that up.
You're right.
Do you have any neighbors where there's not a speck of snow on their driveway or walkway?
Yeah.
Like, even after I've shoveled and spent a good long time getting, there's still little ridges of snow, little parts of pet. I got a couple neighbors. There's not a square inch of snow anywhere on their walkway or driveway.
Are they out there with like a blowtorch or something, melting it
as
it goes?
I don't know how they're doing it. Because
I
have been years where I've tried. There's stuff that's like salt, but it's more powerful. And I've put
acid?
That on the... Yeah, it's acid. I've poured that on the driveway, but then what happens is it gets on your shoes and then your carpet is all screwed up for the next few weeks. I don't know what they're doing, but there's no snow anywhere on their driveway. And we also have a neighbor who has a system underneath their driveway with a heating unit in there.
What?
Did you ever see this?
No.
It's a heated driveway. It's amazing. I don't know what it costs.
It's like the defroster on your car. They just turn a switch and that's it?
And it, yes. And
oh my God.
I'm afraid to ask them. I barely know them. I've said hello to them a couple times and that's been the extent of it. But I
they're
almost,
not your type if they have a heated driveway.
They're not my type, but I'm afraid that they'll give me enough. Like if I go, I hate to ask, this is personal, but that heated driveway, what does that run you? I'm afraid it'll be a number that I'll somehow justify. It's going to be expensive. That's got to be expensive. But I'm sure, like, let's just make up a number. Let's say they said it's $15,000. I'd go, that's worth it. It's not, but
it
I would somehow, in my head, I'd go, yeah, I could see where that'd be 15. Let's buy one of those.
Heated driveway systems.
It's amazing. Because no matter how much it snows, it melts the snow immediately. Like, there's not even a little bit of accumulation on their driveway. It's just gone. It's fantastic.
It's so much that they're not even putting it on the website.
Oh, that's got to be a lot of money then. It's under the cement. How do you do that?
Before you lay the bricks, heated driveway costs. Typically, the cost of a heated driveway system is between $12 and $21 per square foot.
All right, so do the math.
The average cost of
that's
a radiant
$6 million.
Heating system installation is about $4,000.
Oh, that's better than
I thought. It could go up to 7,500. I bet you for 10 grand, that would be like your cutoff.
That's not even. See, that's why I didn't want to know. Because now I'm like, yeah, that's worth it. Let's do that. That's why I'm only given $20 a day. Because I gravitate to ideas like that.
Yeah, but that one, see, and that wouldn't benefit them because they don't shovel anyway. So they would think that was a selfish purchase to benefit
so.
You.
I guess so.
The option of having heated driveways installed is not limited to new driveway construction. Some companies specializing in heated driveways will retrofit an existing driveway with the tubing or wires required for a snow melting system.
But it's got to be done underground, right? It can't be above the ground because it would look hideous.
Well, if it depends what it is.
Yeah. It's just a guy with a hairdryer. Just every time it snows, he just walks up and down your driveway with a hairdryer. I hope this was worth it. Yeah, it was worth it. I love it.
Yeah, I never even heard of that.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so cool that sometimes I go by their house when it's snowing just to watch it work. Look, the snow is on their driveway, but it vanishes within seconds.
Have you ever touched it? Is it warm to the touch?
I've never. No.
That would be weird. They come out and you're just laying there.
Why is that guy laying on our driveway with a big smile on his face? Remember how Snoopy used to lay on the doll on the doghouse and he would just lay there with a big smile? That would be me on their driveway.
I need to know if it's...
That man is here again, Mom. Tell him to go away. Give him some pudding. He'll go away.
I never even heard of such a thing. Yeah. That's a great idea.
We live in an age of miracles.
We do. Here are some miracles, and we wanted to talk about this. What's hot and what's cold, brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
Could they heat my driveway?
No, they're interior.
They don't do it? Shoot.
Well, call them.
I'll ask them.
Put a little furnace on your driveway?
They probably have a block on my number.
All right, new Oreo flavors. I cannot stand them. They have bastardized the original Oreo. Although I guess I'm going to contradict myself because I have come to love the double stuff more than the regular. I never used to. I used to say no double stuff. That's too much
icing
to cookie.
The ratio's off.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden I find that to be a better ratio than the original.
Can I suggest why? And you'll think I'm insulting you, but I'm not.
Yeah.
All right.
More stuffing.
As we get older, our taste buds diminish.
We want more sweet. Oh.
We need more for it to register on our taste buds. Did you know that? Did you know that you can get old enough to where your taste buds just don't work anymore? Did you know that? I just found that out.
I know some people that are in my family that are not really that old, and they can't taste anymore. And I said, why do you even bother
Isn't
eating?
Isn't that horrible? I didn't know that was a thing until very recently. It was explained to me that
they get dull.
They lessen. They get dull. There's not as many of them. It is you wear them down. And so now I'm trying to preserve my taste buds because I don't want to live without them. So I'm taking extra special care of them. I never used to, but now I am.
You know what? That you may be onto something because I always loved a regular Oreo, and truly, the first one I remember was. The double stuff Oreo was the new invention.
Right.
And I'm like, too much cream. It's too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And now the regular Oreo to me is not sweet enough. You're right.
You need this. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm old.
My sister-in-law works at a retirement center and she was telling us how they have to keep finding new desserts for the older people so that they can taste them at all. They said there was a time you would just bring them Peaches Melba and they'd be thrilled. And like, I can't taste. There's no peaches in your Peaches Melba. It's all Melba. I want peaches in my Melba. So she said they have to constantly find new desserts that they can taste.
That stimulate their taste buds.
So more sour.
Yeah.
Like I said, just how about some Sour Patch Kids? She goes, they don't test well with
them. I love those.
But now I need the extreme Sour Patch.
Yeah.
I bet you're right. Because really, if I have a regular Oreo now, it's still really good.
It's not
good,
enough, though.
But it's not enough. It's not. It's just. Yeah, I love the black cookie part of it.
Yeah, it's great.
But you need the cream with it.
Yeah.
I just cannot stand these crazy flavors. And the only person I know who buys them on a regular basis is one of our bosses, Stephanie.
Yeah, she likes
Tishner.
To try them, try new things. My success rate with the new flavors hasn't been great, although I keep, every once in a while, somebody will put out a list of all the flavors they've had in the last few years, and I go, oh, why didn't I know about that one or that one? I would have tried that one. Like, there was, like, a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup one a year or so ago that I didn't know was out there.
It was a Reese's brand name one?
No.
Oreo
I think it
peanut
just said,
butter.
Yeah, it said, like, peanut butter and chocolate or
well,
something.
Well, I have five new flavors for 2019.
These are the new ones?
Yeah, so can I
what
tell you about them? So
and
then
will
you
they
can
be
prepare?
Available wherever Oreos are sold, or are they exclusive to certain stores?
I know that
because M&M's does that. There's a couple candy companies that goes only Walmart or only Target.
I don't know. Nabisco released many fun creations such as the chocolate peanut butter pie.
That's
Is that
the
what
one
you're talking
I wanted
about?
And couldn't find it.
The kettle corn.
I didn't see that one. That's interesting. I don't know that I would go crazy for it.
Good Humor Strawberry Shortcake Oreo.
That sounds good. Mm. No? These are the new ones or the ones
these
they've already,
the,
they've already
yeah,
tried
Yeah, the
these.
Past.
All right. Wasn't there one that was cookies and cream flavored and everybody said, but that's what Oreos
right,
taste like
yes.
is cookies and cream. Why would you make a flavor like that? They fooled us.
They did. Well, the new one's coming for this year. Dark Chocolate.
I prefer the milk chocolate, but I'm sure there's plenty of people that would like that more.
Chocolate lovers, this one's for you. Not only does the dark chocolate Oreo have the signature chocolate wafer, the waffle cookie, it's also filled with a creamy, smooth, dark chocolate filling that will most definitely satisfy your chocolate craving. That's too much chocolate, in my opinion.
Too much dark chocolate. If it was milk chocolate, I'd be more forgiving.
Carrot cake.
No, I don't need that.
I love carrot cake. If I want carrot cake, I'll have a piece
Get
of carrot cake.
Get a carrot cake. You have carrots and cake. That's odd.
I don't know, but you are supposed to get up to 10 servings of fruits and vegetable per day, and no one does. So imagine if you don't like carrot cake. I do, but
carrots are a vegetable, right?
Yeah.
Is there any other vegetable that's in cake? I don't think so.
Beet cake.
Vegetable oil. Is there beet cake?
I bet there is.
That sounds like a club I might go to.
A lot of people, it's fruit though. A lot of people are using applesauce.
Oh,
in their,
yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of fruit cakes. Just flag that. no, there's a lot of
How you
cake.
Doing, fruit cake?
There's a lot of cake that has fruit in it. But, I mean, with I can't think of any other vegetable that people go, did you have some of the lima bean cake? Oh, it's delicious. Why did how did carrot break out of the vegetable mold to be friends with the cake community?
I don't know. That's a very good question, which I will get to the bottom of someday. But from chocolate peanut butter pie to apple pie, Nabisco sure knows how to recreate America's favorite dessert into cookies.
And do they?
It's stuffed with a sweet cream cheese filling that's sandwiched between two carrot cake flavored cookies.
Too much.
Bastardization.
I don't like it.
Love Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
The new Love Oreos are out for Valentine's Day.
They taste like love?
What does love taste like to you?
Oh, I can't say on the air.
You know, it's
too personal.
Like, for me?
Huh.
Cool Whip.
I wouldn't go quite that sweet. I could see where
that would
appeal to you.
I'm sorry, your love life is not that great.
It's not that sweet.
Mine is very sweet. Love Oreos are coming out for Valentine's Day. The pink... sweet and tangy cream.
They're appealing now to Vikings.
It tastes like Sweet Tarts chewy candy.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know that would be good, but it's interesting.
Good.
I would try one. It would be hard for me to say no to one. I don't know that I would buy a bag of them. Will they let you, if you go to the store,
no.
just say to them, I just want one of these Oreos. I don't want the whole bag. I just want to try it.
No, but Stephanie, I'm sure, will buy them. So you can try one.
She gets advanced.
There's a couple more here. The Easter Egg Oreo.
Tastes like eggs? Is that true?
A sliced hard-boiled egg in the
Why
middle.
Why would anybody want that?
That's
no, that's wrong. No, that's David Jennings will be doing our news today. Easter egg Oreos will be released in the spring just in time for Easter. Instead of the traditional white vanilla cream, these cookies are stuffed with a vibrant purple filling.
Now I miss Prince more than ever, Wendy.
They'll be in the shape of an egg, and the cookies will be decorated with four fun spring designs. So it's going to taste the same.
Didn't they used to do at Halloween, not at Halloween time, at Easter time, didn't they do pastel-colored Oreos?
The cream was pastel?
Yeah, the cream was like pink or yellow or green or orange, like a light.
Yeah, and the Christmas, they have like either red
and
or
green.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
And finally, the most stuff Oreo is coming out, limited edition.
How much?
It has the most cream ever. It's already available in stores. This cookie is exactly same as the original Oreo with one huge difference, the cookie to cream ratio. The most stuff Oreo is said to have more than three times the amount of cream found in an original.
That's
so it's
way
a triple
too much.
Stuff.
Won't go back.
That's
you,
way too much.
You used a very interesting, allegedly technical term.
Ratio?
Stuffed more. Yeah. What was that phrase?
Cookie to cream ratio?
Yeah, the cookie to cream ratio.
That's for everything. That's
Who talks like that?
I just did 5 minutes ago because the original Oreo, when I was a kid, was good.
It was a 1-to-1 ratio originally.
Yes.
Then it became a 2-to-1 ratio.
The double stuff. And that's the one that I prefer now because I need a little more stuff in my Oreo.
Yeah, right.
And now this is the most stuff. It's more than three times the amount. And
that's an overabundance of stuff.
Don't they have a triple stuff?
I don't think I've ever seen triple. I've seen
that might be too much.
Standard.
That's just
stuff.
Like just cream.
That's too much stuff.
Yeah.
Even if you're the biggest stuff lover in the world, that's too much.
I
stuff.
Love stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of stuff.
That'll put some junk in your trunk.
Sure it will.
I already got it. Well,
people always wonder
why
are we the nation with the most weight problems? They can't figure it out, and yet we now have triple stuffed Oreos. I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Triple stuffed Oreos.
Yeah.
Supersized sodas.
Yeah.
That's like, too big. It doesn't
free
sit in the
refills
cup
on everything.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Hey.
Yep.
It's free. Okay. Then I'll just have more of it because it's going to go away and it'll never be available again. So I must drink all of it now.
Mm-hmm. Just learn to control yourself, people.
Yep.
I would not go triple stuff Oreo.
No.
You're assuming that we are capable of exercising self-control. Some occasions,
that's
we are
not. That's
the
only thing I exercise. Self-control occasionally.
Let's break. We've got news next. Dave will give you the news, and then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy. It's the bonus hour on WGN. It's a winter mix mess, Wendy. That's what David called it in the news, a winter mix mess, which is also an Oreo flavor. Remember that flavor? That was delicious.
Yeah, there's dirt and little pebbles in it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what would, it
salt.
Would be.
Yes, and that yellow and that yellowish green candy coloring.
Yes,
yeah,
so delicious, so delicious.
You know, listening to the Bulls, they've lost what 10 in a row,
10 straight. Yes.
All right. So, do we try to determine which team? Like at this point, do we just go for who can lose the most games?
You
in
want
a
to be
row?
The worst, number one
so
pick.
You get the better pick. Yeah. That's how it is.
I was happy to see the Blackhawks.
Great game yesterday.
Oh my God!
Great call by our friend Doc Emmerich.
I love Doc Emmerich.
Yeah, he did a nice job.
He's
an 8-5 shootout yesterday.
8-5 is remarkable.
Yeah.
They won 8-5.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the game yesterday.
Quite a game against the champion Washington Capitals.
Yes. With a little bit of Duncan Keith getting in trouble with somebody.
And did Taze get got a hat trick?
Yes, he did.
Second of the season.
At one point, the whole team was in the penalty box on both sides.
Right.
There were like 3-3.
I think was it Doc who said this or somebody else on the staff said it's like an NHL players convention in the.
I heard
it was
that.
Very funny.
I did hear that. But that was exciting, and hearing Patrick Kane on with Steve Cochran this morning, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet. Realistically, it is not over yet. But I think they would need to win, what did they say,
every
75
game.
to 80% of their remaining games,
and
which
there's
is
32
not,
games left.
Yeah.
They could do it.
It's not going to be easy, but it's not impossible. Stranger things have happened.
Look at the
Hawks
Bears.
Are 17-24 right now.
They had, going into yesterday's action, the poorest amount of points in the NHL.
Yes. The leader in the division is 31-15, and that's the Winnipeg Jets.
Not going to catch them.
No.
No. But they could. They could still make the playoffs.
We're not out in a seven-team division. They're seventh.
That's not good.
Again, it's they not had the over
yet. St. Louis is 47-21. Minnesota's 48-24.
All right. Well, you know, we're on a rebuilding kick here in Chicago with all the teams.
Right.
Not all. The Cubs don't need rebuilding. They've got pretty much what they need.
What have they done for me lately? They won a World Series, and then what happened?
Yeah, well, they haven't played since, what, the end of September, beginning of October?
Like most baseball teams.
Yeah, so not so much of a big deal. The Red Sox are still winning somehow.
I don't know how they're still playing.
Yeah,
they won over the
weekend. Through all that snow at Fenway and the cold.
Did we get Manny Machado yet?
No one has him yet.
And it's so weird because they got his brother-in-law and his best friend.
They
like
got
his dentist.
They got his next-door neighbor. They got the kid who sat next to him in science class in fifth grade. They got everyone he's ever played ball with,
so
ever.
So you know he's going to come to the White Sox.
Well, I think the White Sox were thinking this will make it cushier for him to go, oh, I know that guy. I know that. Hey, these are my friends.
Is that how he sounds?
I know that dude. So that's a good move.
It is.
But it only pays off
if he says yes.
But then last week, toward the middle of last week, there was some problems because his agent said, we don't like all this reporting that the White Sox say they offered this amount of money. We don't like that. So that was bad.
But that depends on who's the source. If it's the White Sox, if it's somebody
who has
no direct connection to the organization.
We have too much information nowadays. I'm serious.
Maybe there's too much.
The whole thing with this MAGA hat wearing kid, that is crazy because there are so many different
stories.
White Sox
signed him. I don't know why. Because I don't think they just said he already has a hat. Let's sign him up. We'll save money on the hats.
They won't let him wear that hat.
Mm-mm.
Wendy, did you see that Lionel Richie's son is in trouble? I know you're a huge Lionel Richie fan. His son, Miles Brockman Richie, was allegedly detained by police at Heathrow Airport on Saturday.
Drugs.
After he threatened to detonate a bomb.
What's he thinking?
And he punched an airport security guard.
Okay.
That's a bad day. The outlet reported that eyewitnesses said that Miles, age 24, was angry.
You think?
I think he might have been angry. Was angry after not being allowed on a flight, and after that claimed that he had a bomb in his bag, and he would detonate the bomb if he was not allowed to board. I'm sure that would change their minds.
Yeah,
right?
That's kind of the exact opposite. Like, he should say, I have a bomb. I'll leave it here if you let me board.
Right. I don't think he thought this out properly, Wendy. After security showed up, he, the son of Lionel Richie, Miles Brockman Richie, News Center 4, allegedly got into an altercation, punching one of the guards before police arrived and detained him. How long do you think they detained the son of Lionel Richie, Wendy? I'm going to say all night long.
A rep
for Lionel Richie.
All night.
All night.
All night long.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, your version's very pretty.
Very melodic.
A rep for Richie.
Nice falsetto, David Jennings.
Age 69.
I didn't think that voice could come out of that man.
David Jennings singing falsetto.
Mm.
Did you know that Lionel Richie is 69 years old? I did not know that. Did not immediately respond.
I thought he was older.
Did you think he was older?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, isn't Paul McCartney like 70-something?
71 or 72.
Yeah. I would have thought Lionel Richie's
Smokey
older than Paul.
Smokey Robinson has got to be in his 70s.
If not older. I bet in his 80s.
Smokey Robinson. How old is Quincy Jones? Mid-80s or late 80s?
Yeah, probably in there. Yeah.
I mean, all the people that when we were in our alleged prime,
right?
We're out making music. It's like,
Quincy Jones is 85.
They're up there now.
A rep for Richie did not immediately respond to People Magazine's request for a comment.
Can't imagine why.
I know. What's he going to say? That's my boy. I always told him if he gets bumped from an airplane, tell him you got a bomb. They'll let you right on. Hello. That's what Lionel Richie would have said when you called him. On Saturday, a 24-year-old man accepted a caution for communicating false information, causing a bomb hoax and a battery following the Heathrow Terminal 5 incident. The Metropolitan Police told People Magazine in a statement declining to identify Richie as the person who was involved in the incident. But that would be the worst possible thing you could do. If they're not letting you on a plane, you don't say, you better let me on the plane. I have a bomb. Put me on that plane. That's not going to work. 100 times out of 100, that's not going to work.
Two-word sentence.
Please.
Words matter.
Sure they do, David. Of course
especially
they do.
Especially now at an airport with the use of the word B-O-M-B.
That's plain
not
stupid.
Smart.
They have little or no tolerance for that, I would imagine.
And there is a YouTube video that was out over the weekend. And it was at an airport. And it's a Korean guy who apparently was not having the best day of his life. So he decided to take it out on the airport check-in kiosk.
What did he do?
He destroyed a whole row of them.
Did he? Wow.
Pulled them back and forth until they fell, and one he grabbed his roll-on bag and smashed it.
Okay, that's not going to get you good service on a
flight. Now, clearly, this is not an American airport because there was no swarm of security people to tackle him to the ground and cuff him. So he had several minutes to do this. And you see people who are watching that happen, people who are standing in line, and they all just kind of back away.
I wouldn't get involved. If a guy's crazy enough to do that,
back away.
Just take several steps back.
Steven, I'm looking at the story.
This guy's nuts.
On Huffington Post, and they are reporting that this guy is also the son of Lionel Richie. How can that be? Why is everyone in Lionel Richie's family so crazy? Martin Luther King's son is saying that Mike Pence has compared him Donald Trump to his father, and he's not happy about it.
Was Mike Pence laughing when he did this?
It doesn't say
that. Did he say psych afterwards?
It was an appearance. I think it was on CBS's Face the Nation, I believe, yesterday.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
And he said, you know, tolerance, etc., and that's what Trump is trying to do.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s son is criticizing Vice President for invoking his father's words to pitch Donald Trump's immigration proposal. Here's what he says. The vice president attempted to compare the president to Martin Luther King Jr. as a bridge builder, not a wall builder, Martin Luther King III said on Monday. Martin Luther King Jr. would say love, not hate, will make America great. Martin Luther King III was in Washington, D.C. to mark the national holiday celebrating his father. Pence, who had appeared, as David said, on Face the Nation on Sunday, quoted the civil rights icon's I Have a Dream speech in urging Congress to accept the president's immigration proposal. Great theory, but if you break it down, it's not going to pay off. Because he's kind of the opposite of Martin Luther King. He's not similar to Martin Luther King.
One of my favorite quotes from Dr. King was, "Now is the time to make the real promises of democracy." Where's the next part of it? How he changed America. He inspired us to change through the legislative process. But when it came to the walls being used to divide people, this is not what Penn said. He delivered that message to over 20. He wasn't a fan of walls to divide people. So it's like, King was not a guy who would sit around and go, you know, building a border wall, a barrier. That makes perfect sense. That was not
him. Right, sure.
And Pence is trying to use this idea of working together in the best interests of the nation, somehow is connected to finishing this border thing.
Right.
And the unfortunate, ugly realities when he talks about the illegal drugs crossing the border.
Yeah.
Well, the first mistake that he's making, he's forgetting something. This is not a problem of supply. Yeah. It is a problem of demand.
Yeah.
We have a problem in the United States. People like to get high. Okay. Yeah. So, as long as there is a financial reward to be derived from providing a product which outweighs the risks, what's going to happen?
Right.
So, they're getting it in through trucks on the border.
It's already vehicles, happening, so it's not like it's going to keep things out.
They are not using individual people with backpacks carrying it across the border, and they dig tunnels.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of them pretty high tech. Well, so it's like, really? Border wall is going to fix that.
Yeah. One of the wall designs is slats. It's giant slats, which if you were going to bring drugs across the border, you could put the drug through the slats and you're done. It's there's almost no deterrent whatsoever. It's a wall that has all these open holes in
right.
it. So I don't design walls for a living, so maybe there's something
that's
in the design
offense.
That I don't.
Are you, is that for real? I saw that on Saturday Night Live, but I didn't know
no,
that
it's
was
one
real.
Wasn't also there something that made it out of me? It was last week about one of the designs that they were trying had vertical slats.
Yeah, that's what he saw.
And someone had used a saw to cut through
them. Oh, that was prior. That was a different.
That was a different design.
Design.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a design that is already up in part of the border.
I feel
how's
so much
working?
Safer, don't you?
Yeah. It's working great.
So Martin Luther King Day, what's closed, what is not? You will not be getting mail today.
Nope. Federal, state, and city offices are closed.
Because
public
Martin Luther King.
The markets are closed.
The markets are closed, but boy, you can go out there and shop until you drop.
Is there a mattress sale? Because I need a new mattress.
Oh, you know there are sales too.
Martin Luther King Day and President's Day sales on mattresses.
Not Martin Luther King Day.
I've seen them.
Really?
Yeah.
Banks, many are closed, but check your local bank schedule. Metro CTA, normal weekday service. Malls, restaurant, they're open.
They're going to be open.
State offices are closed. No
school. What about driver's license places, Wendy?
I bet not. That's a
yeah.
That's a federal place, isn't
yeah,
it?
I guess so.
I don't think you can get your driver's license today, Bill, so
shoot.
Take the bus home.
Mine is due in November, but
okay.
I wanted to get a rush
oh,
on it
did
today.
You get a renewal?
Yeah, I did.
According to U.S. News, the following, although they may not be officially dubbed as MLK sales, there are retailers who they expect to see have sales. American,
what's wrong with this?
American Apparel,
stuff like this.
Banana Republic, Bed Bath & Beyond, Gap, Home Depot, JCPenney's, Michael's, Neiman Marcus Last Call, Old Navy, Overstock, Target, Market, Zonk, Southwest, etc.
Wow. So. Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yes, it's on the list, and this is out of U.S. News and World Report, so don't blame me. I'm just letting you know what's out there.
Has anyone ever paid full price for anything at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yes, I used to.
Have you?
Yeah, until now, I get texts all the time on my phone that here's 20% off.
We get coupons in, everything.
Email.
Yeah, constantly. Half my house is coupons to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Do you shop there a lot?
Not a lot. If I need
I never go there.
I need a towel.
Just one?
Yeah. I'm a little vague on what the Beyond is at Bed Bath & Beyond. I get the bed part. I get the bath part. But the Beyond
like they
is
have,
confusing to me.
Vacuum cleaners.
They have vacuum cleaners.
That would come under Beyond.
They also have, like, when you walk, I don't know if they're all like this or just the one in Wilmette, but the one in Wilmette, when you walk in, there's a lot of tins of caramel corn for some reason. Are they picking
leftover
up
from the holidays?
From Sears, maybe. Maybe. When
does
somebody Sears went under.
Eat candy corn anymore?
No, this is caramel corn.
Caramel corn.
Well, caramel corn, I mean...
Yeah, Garrett's. God, go get me a Chicago mix. I'd love it.
I think because it's one of those gift ideas where you go, I got to go to somebody's house. I have no idea what they like and don't like. This is safe, you know?
Yeah, but get the real stuff. Don't get something that's been sitting
in Bed Bath & Beyond.
It's been sitting in a can for like 30 years.
The vintage.
Yeah.
It's the vintage collection. This tastes like 1965.
Our vintage caramel corn collection, available now.
But don't you love that mattress stores will just jump on anything to have
jump
a
on,
sale?
I get it. I really am looking for a mattress. So I was there was a snow day sale at Mattress Firm. I saw that.
Yeah.
Extra 20% off.
Check out the dump.
Use the code snow day. I've seen the dump. That's where major retailers dump their furniture when they can't sell it.
Oh.
So
it's the old business model from Marshalls
right.
and TJ Maxx.
Except
the
this isn't
one.
A regular.
What? So
like maybe out of style or something.
Factory closeouts. Right.
Like maybe they bought too many and
right.
they weren't selling it. It's not like, you know, the couch doesn't
it's,
have three
it's a
legs.
Second or something. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
But it's not like in the old Marshall's day.
And hey, an extra sleeve.
This was pre-TJ Maxx, too. It was just Marshall's.
Yeah, right.
And it would say on the price tag, it would
slightly
say original price, you
irregular.
Know, $59.99.
Why am I thinking Filene's,
no,
if you remember
no.
them?
Yeah.
I do, and there are some here, but I mean, where I grew up in the suburbs and near Brookfield, it would say like the $60 retail price, and then there'd be a line through it, and it would be like $29.99, and then in big letters.
Slightly irregular.
Mm-hmm.
The two words that meant the most to my childhood,
That's where your mom shopped.
My mom and dad would go there, and they would hold up a sweater where one size was large and the other half side was small.
Like, seriously, like the seam was too tight. Right. So, like buying a car
where the whole frame is about 3 inches, just off 3 inches, just a little.
Everything in the store, I'd say to my parents, "Who shops here? Circus people?" Because there's nobody can make that work for them. Did Chang'an Bunker shop at Marshall's?
They were slightly irregular. Seriously, you'd buy a pair of jeans and the zipper would be off-centered a little bit.
Right.
Oh, that could be highly inconvenient.
Always.
Yeah, but I mean, you could get like these stylish things that were really cheap. You'd have to suffer a little bit.
Right.
But now Marshall's is no longer like that.
They've changed their ways.
Yeah. And TJ Maxx jumped on board, and there's Filene's and Ross.
Same company, yes. Right?
Well, it's
Ross Home Goods. I mean,
TJ Maxx,
Home Goods,
and
Marshall's.
And is it Marshall's?
Yep.
Or Ross?
Nope. Ross is a different company.
Okay. Yeah,
I love all those.
What
stores.
About the Room Place?
I don't know much about the Room Place, but I bet they're having a Martin Luther King mattress sale.
I guarantee you the Room Place is taking advantage. All right, David, thanks for hanging out. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Well, those drumbeats tell us it's time to go. Today went really quickly.
Today was very fast, Wendy. Very, very fast. Did you know that on Wednesday, Joyce Boulafont will be on the show with us? Mrs. Murray Slaughter, for you Mary Tyler Moore fans.
You know what? You didn't bring that up when you pitched her before, and I forgot.
Murray Slaughter's wife. She's also...
Great-looking couple. I loved those two together.
Yeah. The Slaughters?
Uh-huh.
She's also the mom in Airplane. Perhaps the funniest movie ever made.
Of the sick girl who is played by...
Jill Whelan.
You're so weird.
Who strangely played Gavin McLeod's daughter on the Love Boat. So it's a triangle.
Bring that up to her on
Wednesday. I'm
going to
bring that up. Yeah, that's the reason we're having her on, is I just want to see if she knew all that.
Six Degrees of Joyce Boulafont.
The 6 Degrees of Joyce Boulafont on Wednesday. Boy, that's a great novel title, isn't it? You should write a novel. All right, bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Think about Martin Luther King's words, please, throughout the day. It would mean
a
lot.
Say something nice. Pay it forward.
Yes, that's so true. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill. You're nice.